Lemurians had large underground facilities that could accommodate its entire people comfortably for several months. The Atlantis had an advanced technology and was able to be prepared many times. The Lemurian and Atlantis were taken thousands of years for the Pleiades, and much of the Pleiades spaceship's crews who are working here are direct descendants of Atlantis, a very advanced civilization, at the level of frequency 5. Part of the Lemurian civilization gave rise to the Inca and Maya, and now also inhabits the planets in the Pleiades. Jerry asked, when we go back to the 1800s after the meteors destroy satellites, then what? You said, don't worry, rescue will come, but after when? 2 months. A year? Jerry, relief will come not only when you have problems with communication or electricity, it will come after any mega disaster happening where populations remain isolated and abandoned by your government. The intention of governments is not to help people, only those chosen to recolonize the planet after these disasters depopulate the Earth. The forgotten and isolated will be our target for rescue and assistance while your elites are in shelters waiting for a decontamination process. Mario asked, Mithy, when the die, we go to fourth dimension? Or you can go fourth dimension in life? People from different parts of the world are going to different places in the afterlife? Or not? Mary, you can only go to the fourth dimension definitely after the 10th level of frequency of the third dimension. When your spirit goes to this AO-tween light zone of the fourth dimension, this is a temporal admission, a transition zone that enables the process of reincarnation in the matter of the third dimension. In this transition state, the communication is made by brain waves, that is, all speak the same language. Of course, there are many sectors where very specific ethnicities can be treated and oriented in groups where they can interact better. But overall, everyone understands. Mithy, Jose asks, it is normal for me to have dreams involving extraterrestrials. I've dreamed about at least 4 or 5 different species. Theotmv showed me things, spaceships, amongst other things that I don't remember. The question is, are some species having contact through dreams? Did I really have contact with them? Or is it a product of my imagination? Jose, many races' alien friends are circling the planet, knowing you more closely. They move with stealth suits directly, or make mental scanner of the inhabitants in a state of sleep, for more details about this society that will soon join the community. When sleeping, your quantum matter can extend outside the physical body and reach points that can be targeted by beings mentally far superior in brain evolution. TB has visited our ship mentally a few times, and when the opportunity arises it will be possible to visit physically. If you're having an open mind to these possibilities, facilitates contact because there is no fear of the unknown factor involved in the process. Fear prevents and inhibits the projection quantum matter out of the body. Only a conscious and awake subconscious brain is sensitive enough to receive this type of interaction. Belfoth asks, Mithy, do the level 1 societies focus much on mystical arts and sciences, or is everything much more pragmatic? For example, astrology, palmistry, divination, quantum and string theories seem to be leading to a more mystical perspective, having more relevance than previously thought in the last 5-10 decades here on Earth. Belfoth, science should go hand in hand with the spiritual part. All raw feel there is no matter entirely lifeless. The connection with the divine transcends the need to reflect on something more sublime, as a parameter of the goal of development. There are more spiritual than other societies, but when you develop scientifically, begin to realize how everything is connected by a force majeure, and as the universal medium influences the energy balance necessary for intellectual development. A mate asks, do we have a guardian angel or companion for each individual? For example, do I have a guardian angel? Mate, you do not have a guardian angel, has many friends, if you have them, that are in twin light zone of the fourth dimension to cheer for you, sending good vibes and trying to help you with good energy and difficult situations. If you have friends who love you truly, you have guardian angels with you always. It RTMS that simple. White Eagle asks, Mithy, I am a Native American Indian. I participate in many of our old traditional ceremonies. Will this participation raise our aura to a higher frequency? Mate, the ceremonies are important to meet and fraternize the members of a community with what they consider divine. But one simple being kneeling in a corner of a humble home, even alone, can commune with the universal forces with the same force than in a pompous ceremony. Neither the sun nor the increased incidence of cosmic energy on the planet influence the increase of personal frequency. It is generated from the inside out, not vice versa. The aura is personal and not transferable. It can help illuminate the paths of those with low light but cannot give light. Each has its own aura to light by their attitudes and love inside, that makes a generator in tune with the aura of the planet, helping to end the darkness and enabling those who do not have light spotting the paths that lead them to lighting by themselves. Video 67, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 67, October 18, 2011. Friends, according to observations of Pleiadians and sent to the CG and in-service fleets, there is a large military movement on the planet, concentration of forces in North America, Asia and the Middle East. The agenda of the elite is already running, accelerated by volume and influx of weaponry and troops. Seem to conflict can be started earlier next month. Be prepared for this start of operations for global destabilization that will culminate in the enactment of a single government and a unified economy. Some regions are being prepared to suffer natural disasters simulated. Thousands of tons of conventional explosives are being moved around the planet. These actions may be advertised as meteor impacts or alien attacks. After the start of these operations, be ready for the ads of false flags of your governments. During the first half of November, the Ilmenite comet's tail will dump thousands of meteorites in your upper atmosphere until the end of November. The communication between you, ordinary citizens, should be stopped because the damaged satellites will not be replaced. Power outage will be a trouble too. A complete communications network, regardless of the satellite network, is already connected to all command posts of your elite, so the current satellites are conveniently disposable during these operations. Also, according to the Pleiadians, the governments of coalition installed a navigation system landmarks emitting signs of physical coordinates, a global positioning system, GPS, independent of satellites for navigation of aircraft and missiles, also linked to the system of bombardment of frequencies, HARP. Apparently, the operation to the beginning of a great social upheaval on the planet has already begun. According to surveys of the galactic community, there are 7,009,937,000 of humanoids on this planet, and we will be monitoring the actions of exception to take reasonable and authorized initiatives. As you know, this part of the galaxy is undergoing a massive cloud of energy for the next 2 years, which will affect the sun and the planets with permeable atmospheres, causing further warming in the inner layers of the Earth and warming to highest levels all the planets and especially the planet Jupiter. CP said that many of you ask about the breeds that are currently assisting in the search here, and I'll quote some of them. But first, let me explain one thing. The level of frequency of races does not interfere in any way the relationship between them. Sometimes these differences are difficult to notice because it depends on the way to be and to express themselves in each race. Some breeds are more phlegmatic while others are more social, regardless of their frequency bands. After the frequency of level 1, the following frequencies will open the possibilities of brain development and facilitating the understanding of more subtle processes of the universal dynamics. A humanoid of level 1 will relate very well with the other level 10, without any sense of inferiority or superiority in the relationship. It's like a tree. The top branches, low or middle, belong to the same tree. Only a few came before, and others later, but all belong to the same context and function. In the crews of spaceships, you can find various frequencies beings working together as a team, without one being more important or superior to the other for it. Everything depends on the profile of each in knowledge and personal dynamics to better define its role. Races who work here today, we have some main societies, Pleiades, level 3 and 4, very similar to you physically. Breeds from Aldebaran, two types: one's humanoid greys, some type of medium height, with others like your constitution, but lower, level 2, up to 6. Serious breeds, some of short stature greys, darker tone, and other breeds reptilians, from levels 1 to level 3. Breeds camelopardalis type of humanoid gratiems height higher, level 6 and 7. Breeds archerians of level 3 type humanoid dolphin. Breeds from Andromeda, levels 3 to level 5, some greys kind of short stature and others humanoid, my kind, like you, but a little lower, as some breeds of which Rigel Centaurus, similar to mine, also from level 5. Race Chithok small 30 centimeters tall humanoids from the solar system Chithok near the center of your galaxy, level 6. Race Krulians, humanoid level 8, Pleiades evolution of races that have taken a more slender body shape and look very harmonically. Many of you also asked about the size of the mothership Krulians. Yes, it is huge, but you have no idea how it is inside. There are several towns, farms, lakes and oceans, forests, all maintained by self-regenerative systems, including the spacecraft itself regenerates itself, that is, never gets old and is indestructible. The atmosphere is totally controlled, the ship has a perfect system of inertial cancellation and gravity field, regardless of their relative position, not a leaf falls before the right time. The difference is that the extraordinary strong external force field protects them from meteors and asteroids, and all the sun's radiant emissions, which enables the spacecraft literally dive in liquid mass of any sun, without actually having superficial contact with the extreme heat. They can install the devices at any level of its surface or in the interior of suns to reduce internal pressures and to redirect CMEs in complete safety. Everything that my civilization has in three planets would fit comfortably into that super ship. The land is fertile and is no shortage of gardens, flowers and greenery. They maintain a balanced ecosystem with animals, birds, insects and fish like any normal planet. The inner surface of the super ship reproduces in real time everything that is on the outside, that is, they can see the stars in the sky like you, galaxies and solar systems, and it feels exactly the same. Any of us could travel for years inside and die without knowing it in full. That's really what you call a private paradise, where anyone would want to live. Mithy, an astrophysicist friend, asks about what kind of particles and physical attributes make up dark matter. Well, I will try to explain simply. Dark matter is the carrier of the universe, the gravitational containment of open space for all dimensional matters, waves of energy, and photons of all wavelengths. It is an energy field composed of quantum fluid, a substance which allows the clustering of matter interacts with each other, allowing the formation of gravitational tunnels, which maintains dimensional matter grouped and in balance. Dark matter can vary from quantum density depending on the necessary response to the volume of material bodies involved, which can cause curvature in the beams of photons, that is, bend light, as happens in refractions created in the dimensional material when its layers are at different temperatures. The creation of the portals of transport are based on the mechanics of opening gaps in the dark matter, eliminating their natural influence and creating passages without time or gravitational influence by intergalactic space. This fluid shows only function when its influence is required by the presence of matter in any dimensional form and in any dimension of existence, because their gravitational influence is excited to the extent that is necessary to balance the forces and trends of Vluxnap 341277.png Vluxnap 341410.png Vluxnap 341581.png Vluxnap 342192.png Vluxnap 342449.png Vluxnap 342579.png Dense matter. It has no friction because it contains no particles sized, only fluid compensation, that is, it presents itself in its natural state as a multidimensional matter. Mithy, Jerry asks, I just saw a video of a comet hitting the sun. The movie is filled with Krulian's ships. Are the space friends working on the sun? Yes, Jerry, they are working to try to reduce the internal pressures of thy sun, in this passage of the solar system through the cloud of cosmic energy. You are seeing this video, the spacecraft Kruliens, not a comet approaching the Sun and possibly stopping at its surface, a fact that caused a reaction with the consequent internal pressure relief. All this happens much more slowly than is being shown, as you can see the time displayed on the video itself. This specific action demanded about 24 hours. Well, I cannot get much this time, but I'll be keeping you informed of events. Video 68, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A video 68, November 2, 2011. Friends, I had to do a 5-day trip which prevented contact with Mithy. Yesterday we could talk and exchange some information. I received many emails about the YU-55 and follow what was explained to me. The perihelion of the YU-55, as you call it, was diverted to demonstrate the presence of extraterrestrial intelligence for the entire population of planet Earth. Its trajectory was sidetracked by the influence of Kruliens' ship which followed the Ilmenin comet, a comet which was also ordered to this action. The comet YU-55 will be accompanied by your astronomers and may be diverted to reach the Moon, and it will be operated by spacecraft, all seen by you in real time. If the YU-55 reaches the Moon on November 8, a great rain of debris will be attracted by the gravitational pull of Earth, possibly neutralizing your communication systems, plus the trail of the comet Ilmenin scheduled to begin the first effects of this early month. Even though it is not directed to reach the lunar surface, the whole movement of spacecraft will provide the necessary disclosure for the moment, a fact that thousands of people on your planet may be seen with regular telescopes, without the censoring of your governments. The Community Galactica requested the total evacuation of all activities on the Moon since the approach of Ilmenin, already setting the stage for this event. Scheduled after this revelation, the solar system Nibiru may be placed on the original route again. It is being moved forward by the spaceship Kruliens and is causing orbital changes and declination of the axes of the planets in outer orbits, especially on Saturn and Jupiter, which are more easily observed. This is a decision to be taken in the wake of these events, and you, if so, will finally see the two suns in a few months. Mithy, it is true that a race of Andromeda attacked bases of reptilians in the Gulf of Aden? No, not true. The only fleet coming from Andromeda in service here is ours. Other breeds of Andromeda, which circulate on the planet, are only of scientific teams. This news is totally unfounded, as we have no orders to attack any other race. For this there is the advice of the Community Galactica. The Pleiadians living in communities in the Middle East, Africa, Russia, in many Asian countries, in South America that is, they are well acquainted with the events and can keep the board of the Community Galactica aware of what is happening with the local people. If intervention is necessary, is likely to be assigned to the fleet Pleiadians that is highly prepared for this. The reptilians are being judged by a board of Galactica community for their active participation in the event that led to the explosion of underground facilities in North America, and may be unable to continue the partnership with your government during this period of formation of the new society. The colony on Mars will not be affected by this decision. The military movements are intense, and it seems that there is a possibility of eliminating much of the government leaders of countries. When they are all in one place at one time, this would be a way of deploying a single government and economy for the planet, as the plans of these hidden forces, which are manipulating this agenda. The control of chaos is much easier than controlling a bankrupt world economy at the start of seizures. There are major changes in the Antarctic base. A large spaceship, with an energy field that reflects cosmic energies and geomagnetic force, is circulating the continent and neutralizing an attempt to melt a lake that serves the underground spaceport. Your governments are trying to defrost, using the HAARP system. This spaceship bright and reflect light like a little sunshine wherever she goes. This is a time of great irrationalities. Your governments know they will not be attacked randomly over the population under which they hide. With the attacks HAARP at the poles and in the ocean, a lot of steam is being released in your atmosphere, which should cause extreme floods and snowstorms in many regions, like never before. Be prepared for extreme events involving the climate of the regions with hurricanes and tornadoes. During this period, you will witness a lot of activity near the sun with spaceships charging. Scientists' Krulians are causing CMEs on the opposite side to relieve pressure. Many energy shots will be seen as this is a prevention system against the many stray meteors that are crossing the system in this period of high cosmic activity. With the approach of a solar system Nibiru, if it is put back into the route, many asteroids are attracted and repelled, causing a chain reaction that will increase 500% in the movement of debris in the solar system. During this month you will have lots of news and facts that will signal future events. Some will be announced by your own governments, such as shock impending meteor or other natural disasters. The geomagnetic field of the planet is becoming increasingly weaker, the movement of magma continues to rise and consequently the chances of major tectonic movements in all regions. This weakening will cause changes in color of the sky with different colors of refraction in the atmospheric layers, caused by the high incidence of cosmic energy and radiation from your sun. It is a warning and a visible sign of the state in which it is the shield of geomagnetic protection of your planet. The solar system is already inside the cloud of cosmic energy, and it will remain so for the next 2 years, so, animals, insects and fish more sensitive to these changes will perish, and even become extinct in these 2 years. The kinetic energy that keeps a body in motion can be compared to the reluctance of some to stop and think to understand the dynamics of the facts and events. I know it causes controversy when CB puts what I say in their videos. I know everyone would like to see an end to their anxieties and consequently get frustrated when the facts do not match with dates or submissions. Be assured of one thing, everything in the universe happens at the right time. Even when something seems wrong, it might be right if viewed from a different angle by another observer. Understand that these predictions depend on the linearity of events. If changes occur in the facts can change the events at the end. Look, I'm just an observer who is in a better angle to view the events. I am not breaching doctrines or procedures. I'm just keeping him and you, the best informed of the possible facts. Take care and keep ready for all or nothing, but be prepared anyway. Video 69, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 69, November 10, 2011. Friends, I came here at the insistence of CB to comment on these points and I return in about 3 days for a new conversation. We are assisting the Arcturians in an operation to remove a submarine base near the island Socotra in the Arabian Sea. As you could follow, the asteroid YU-55 was diverted from his route to the moon by Krulian's ship, bringing it a little more close to Earth's orbit, and that made your astronomers make corrections in the distances of Earth flyby. The Community Galactica decided to hinder the plans by the current elite of your planet. They were advised by Pleiadians. If major natural disasters to happen at the moment as they were certain and confident, would facilitate the plan of genocide. A large craft Krulians passed near the planet covering the effects of meteorites, the trail of Ilnin, which would disable your communications in early November. The economy of the planet is going into total crisis. Your government will have to start a major conflict to carry out plans for global control and that will be more easily traced, because if such a plan is in place, we may be ordered to the intervention of the planet. This is what Pleiadians wish for many months, an open intervention with the direct participation of local populations. The passage of this colony to the level 1 of frequency, is receiving major interventions by societies that long ago, working for such development. It's more complicated than it seems because it was settled by the board of the Community Galactica that your government cannot run the pre-established plans to eliminate the ethnicities considered disposable by them. It was also resolved to await the beginning of the conflicts to a massive revelation of extraterrestrial societies that will be present to harmonize the situation. Your elites are losing time, they could not count on Ilnin, nor with the YU-55, and not with the system Nibiru in its correct time, and so will they lose control of the situation soon. Unfortunately, at first, you are in the midst of planned retaliation for them but will not for long. The reptilians are unable to voice any participation, because their activities are practically suspended on Earth by orders of the Community Galactica. That is, your elites will be without any coverage. The military movements clearly demonstrate the purpose of this game, putting the nation against nation, especially in more populated areas of the planet. For your elites, this is a game with marked cards. Everyone involved knows exactly what role they should play. The game of populational elimination. The effect of making the people want the destruction of its neighbor is the desire of the elites and not ordinary citizens. These nations could live in peace if there is no such centralization of power by so few. The strategy of Community Galactica was smart, removing the factor nature of the agenda of your elites. It is forcing your governments to take an initiative that will demonstrate clearly the intention of genocide. This change in policy of the Community Galactica, with respect to non-interference, was very interesting because your planet is really in a situation where emergency measures are necessarily being implemented. Regarding the Nibiru system, I believe it will be restored to the normal route on the inside of the solar system, but this situation, belligerent, should already be resolved when it passes in a few months. Russia.jpg Also, the Arcturians were responsible for the relief of the pressure of magma from the volcano that threatened to blow up Canary Islands, throwing half of the island and the sea, causing the natural disaster that was about to happen. They pierced the sheet of lava at the point of greatest pressure to reduce the possibility of another disaster event, previously expected by your elites. The Krulians are also keeping under control the sun as much as possible, to try to keep the basic facilities of the planet running as long as needed. Do not think because no asteroid collided with the planet, nothing is happening. Not much is happening for reasons that you will understand in the near future. Many people are working hard to make it possible to increase your level of success with the proportion expected by all. Take care and have faith that all this way to end a fairer and less suffering for this general situation. Video 70, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 70, November 16, 2011. Mithy, MB asks, why the Russian probes sent to Mars missions fails completely. All their attempts to orbit Mars or its moons failure. MB, only certain ethnicities of your planet, the elites who control your Europe and North America, participate in the colonization of Mars with the reptilians. The Russian, the Eastern, African and Asian ones are not included. Any attempt of these ethnicities in the exploration, study or display in logo of Mars or its moons will be summarily prevented. Thomas asks, Mithy, that underwater base you and Arcturians are dismantling, was it a reptilian base they were using to send negative energy into the Middle East to destabilize people emotionally and mentally in that area in order to create the instability that would give the elitists an excuse for invading that area? Not Thomas. CB also asked about an announcement that had been blown reptilians bases in China and Yemen, and that's not true. The reptilians do not have submarine bases here, had bases in what is now Greece, and several in the Americas, including some lake in Peru in the old times. The Arcturian bases are unimpeachable, they have no enemies, and the force field used in those bases makes them invulnerable. Some bases are being, vlooksnap12430.png, removed and relocated. Others, it does not happen to radiate negative energy. There are paralyzing energy of the senses alternative used to avoid physical harm to irrational beings or belligerent. What disturbs people is not an external power, are the external problems such as lack of respect for rights, the lack of nutrition for families, the sanctions imposed by those who would otherwise take possession of these regions or simply eliminate some ethnicities. The reptilians are not involved with this type of action. They are much more intelligent and advanced than you realize. Their problem now is with the sanctions of Community Galactica about their presence on the planet as guests. Their party is over with this colony. Mithy, this film was made in a rocket launch of a few days ago when he was already above the atmosphere, that appears blue is what? See, this is the system Nibiru seen from Earth, the TMS Southern Quadrant. When viewed directly receiving the sunlight, that is, behind the sun, the only frequency reflected by the emission of protons, is light blue. During the day, which is when the sun is shining, you do not see it, since your atmosphere also reflects light blue, and the night it is out of reach of vision. The only viable position of observation is the South Pole.